We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And infrastructure is an issue, especially since we're the city of bridges. And joining us on our Disc Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline is the Executive Vice President for the Associated Pennsylvania Constructors, Robert Latham. Robert, good morning. Welcome to KDK Radio.
Good morning, Larry. Good morning, Kevin. Nice to be with you today.
Tell us about your organization, because I know your focus is on transportation.
Well, yeah, you stole my tagline with the City of Bridges. It certainly is Pittsburgh. Infrastructure, very important to the region and to the city, and a long history there. We represent companies that actually work on roads and bridges throughout the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania. So if it's a company fixing your local road or your state road, that's one of our members. That's who we represent.
And we see, you know, nets under bridges collecting the stuff that's falling from them. How bad is our infrastructure, and how far behind are we as a nation and a state compared to other countries?
Well, you might have seen reports over the years from the American Society of Civil Engineers that give us a C+. So we're falling behind. In Pennsylvania, one of our biggest problems is that the current state budget basically takes more than $700 million from what we would call gas tax money, or money that you and I all pay at the pump, 11 cents a gallon equivalent, and puts it into the general fund. So we're sort of shifting money around and not using all of the money that that motorists are paying for transportation to fund transportation, which is why I think everybody agrees that PennDOT is underfunded. It needs additional monies. I think we can just kind of look around and see at some of the road repairs that need to be done, bridges that need to be done in the Pittsburgh area. So PennDOT is definitely in need of funding, and this shift of money that we're, this budgetary, you know, shift that's been going on for quite some time is a big part of the problem.
And as you're acutely aware, Pennsylvania's number one in the nation for deficit roads and bridges, so we need the work done. The big question is, how are we going to pay for it? And therein lies this whole proposal about tolling some bridges. What do you think of that idea?
Well, we think that there are other ways that we could go about this in the short term. Our biggest, I mean, we don't have a problem with the concept of tolling or users of systems paying. I mean, we have the Pennsylvania Turnpike. It was the first superhighway built. It's a toll road. So that concept of tolling isn't bad. What, as an organization, our quarrel is with the idea of hiring a private financing concessionaire, as they call them, to come in and arrange for the financing. These people get a guaranteed payback. Their interest rates are higher than bond rates. They have layer upon cost. And we think that there are better ways to go about that. Many states are looking at using budget surpluses that are been created by this, you know, the most recent $1.9 trillion plan. Pennsylvania is getting $7 billion over 2 years of that. I'm going to go back to the shift of money from the motor license fund, as we call it, to the state police. We can stop that. We can, the state could do conventional bond financing at a rate of about 1.5%, which is much less costly than this other proposal. And build these bridges the way we have. PennDOT is a very good owner. They manage projects well. We just think they don't need to get into this costly schematic with private financiers.
So you're saying take some of that money from the American Rescue Plan that was announced, that $1.9 trillion plan that was announced a couple of weeks ago. What about what the President Biden, is going to announce today in right down the road here in Collier at the Union facility, the training facility? What about the money from that? What are you hearing?
Sure. First of all, we work very closely with the carpenters and some of the other trades unions in Pittsburgh. They're a great partner of our members. The president is about to roll out something that we haven't seen for almost a generation, and that is a significant federal component of infrastructure funding. So on the one hand, it's very exciting to see what that's going to be. When we passed back in 2013 what's known as Act 89, or the Comprehensive Transportation Funding Plan, we got to about two-thirds of what we needed, and the other third was supposed to come from the federal government. Again, 8 years ago, we're still waiting. So we'll have to wait and see what the details of the president's plan are. It could be good. I'm hopeful it's not like the Obama stimulus plan that was couched as infrastructure, where only about 5% of that went to highways and the rest went to other spending. So the devil will be in the details, but it's certainly intriguing and could have an impact on, you know, how we eventually look at funding the nine bridges and the other, let's say, lots of bridges around the Commonwealth that need to be fixed.
We're looking to find out what happens. We'll know this afternoon on KDK Radio. Executive Vice President, Associated Pennsylvania Constructors, Robert Latham, appreciate your time. Thank you.
You bet. My pleasure.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.